Hello, my name is Angelita. You have reached Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you have any medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
That will be fine.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. We live in Foley. They have open registration at the OWA. Do you know anything about that?
Okay. Yes, sir. Did you call the other day, sir?
No.
Okay. Yes.
We don't know where to go to register and everything.
Sir?
Yes.
Okay.
Where is that? What county is that?
In Baldwin County.
Baldwin. Okay.
Can you hold on just a minute?
Okay.
Hold on just a minute. Hold on.
I've got you. And they'll have everything when we get there. When we get there, they'll give us paper. God bless you. Yes. Thank you for letting us know. Yeah. Yeah. And they'll be with us.
Okay.
You,
go ahead.
Thank you.
Okay. Is that OWA is in Foley, Alabama?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yes, sir. They have the next one be on the 4th. And it's a it's a drive through and walk up clinic.
Okay, where do you go? Do you register? What?
It just say you just drive up at that one. It's a drive up clinic. It's gonna be at the OWA.
Okay, we know that, but you know, I read somewhere where you have to go first of all and get a packet to register.
Okay, well, now you can pre-register with us, but now I don't know if that will, you pre-register for an appointment, but I don't know if someone will be calling you back or not, but the date, they just have the dates listed on this here, saying for a drive-up or walk-through clinic. Let me see. Only.
Okay, we've already registered for appointments, mm-hmm. but they're not in our age group yet.
Randall, can I talk
so,
to you?
Hold on just a second.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm his wife. Hi,
uh-huh.
Angel. Thank you for your help. The thing about it is, do you see what it says on February 8th? That's our age group that they said they're going to start. Do you see anything here on OWA for February the 8th?
The 8th? No, ma'am. I see the 9th. I see February the 9th. And I see...
And what does it say, honey? What does it say here for the OWA?
It just says from 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock PM. No appointment is needed.
Okay.
And hold on a minute. And it also says, let's see, no appointment needed. This clinic is for phase 1A and 1B to include people 65 or older, an additional group of frontline workers, first responders, correctional officers, food and agricultural workers, U.S. Postal Service workers, manufacturing workers, grocery store workers, public transit workers, people who work in the education sector, judiciary.
Right. Okay. Okay. And that's wonderful. When you say the age group that it says they're 65 or over, that's just, we've been waiting. We're 70. So we have not been included until now. It's all been 75 and old. Do you see what I'm saying, Angel?
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
So if it says 65 and over, then we can come on the 9th.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Am I receiving correctly, baby? Okay. So the 9th is what day? Is February? Is it on a Tuesday?
That's on a yes, ma'am, on a Tuesday.
And it does say OWA in Foley, Alabama.
OWA, FOLA, 1501 South OWA Boulevard, Foley, Alabama. Drive through.
Okay. Okay. And so that means, and it starts at what time again, did you say, honey?
9 o'clock to 3 p.m.
Okay. So I guess, and it says again, okay. So that's what we needed to know. And it says we just get in the line, and evidently they're going to ask us everything they need to know, evidently.
Yes, ma'am. It doesn't say, it just say no appointment needed. It don't say bring anything with you or anything.
Yeah, right. Okay. And my thing was, because we've been waiting, they've been doing everybody 75 or over, say, here in Alabama. So we just want to be accurate that it said what you're saying, 65 and over, we
yeah.
can just come and first serve, first come, whatever you just said.
Yeah, phase. Phase.
That, yeah.
Yeah, phase. If you want to write that down, the clinic is for phase 1A and 1B to include people 65 and older.
And older.
65 are older. And additional groups. Yeah.
Because we're just the older. We're not a group of hospital workers or.
Yeah, I know you're 65 or older.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. And that's February the 9th. So did you all call the other day? Asking about OWA?
No, we have not. We have not called.
Okay.
But we had called, and the young lady like you, we made an appointment. In Robertsdale, and we made one also in Fairhope, the hospital there.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think it's coming on, Angel. You know, the God is good. At least
yes,
the vaccine
he is.
Is
yes, he is.
And the people are getting the vaccine, but I've started feeling my poor husband. We're over here right now. We're at the OWA facility just so that we could see if we needed to come get paperwork, but no, you're just telling us that they're gonna give us everything we need when we're in the car. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yep. Now they have one there tomorrow.
And that's not us though. That's not our group.
Let's
still
see.
Not 65 and old over. See that one. You go ahead and read it. You go.
Okay.
Tomorrow, it's 75 and older.
Okay, it's not pulling up. Let's see. I had when I put my cursor over, it showed up red, but let's see. Okay, there it goes. Let's see. Okay, you're right. No appointment needed. It says for this clinic is for all healthcare workers, people 75 years or older, first responders. Okay. Okay, yeah.
Okay. And so we hadn't been able, but thank you God that I think it's happening. And President Biden, he is working hard. He's working
yes, ma'am.
Hard.
Yeah. Yep.
Because we'd still be sitting here to who knows till doomsday with the other situation that was there before. I'm even going to mention the name.
All right.
I can't say the name. I'm sorry.
No, don't say the name. Don't say the name.
No, I am. But we thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, honey. And
all right, you're welcome.
It's safe to bring a lunch. It's safe to bring water and a lunch because it's going to be a long line, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, it might be. Try to get there a little early, maybe, if you can. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Somebody last night, since I have you, they left at 10:30 at night.
Oh, gosh.
And to get in line, they got in line for Tuesday, for yesterday. And I'm thinking, well, how did they go urinate? I'm sorry I said
yes,
that.
Yes, you're right.
You have to have like a baby's, something like the babies use when you travel.
Yes, ma'am. If you had to wait that long, what time did they get in the line? You don't know?
They said they were there from 10:30 at night till 9 o'clock in the morning of the next. Yeah.
What?
And the little man was real happy. He's retired, little old man, a little older than us, and he said he was so happy. Well, sure, when you have to get this vaccine, you know.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Ooh, look like they'll have a better route for the older people though. Ugh.
Well, that's what I'm saying right there. But you know, God says, don't complain. Just be thankful that these scientists
be happy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a long time ago, I was like, my son said, are you going to get that, Mom? And I said, well, no, I'm not getting the vaccine. But, you know, hon, we have to have that vaccine. We have to, you know, it's better getting it than not getting it. Yeah. No.
Yeah, yeah, because we debating on it ourselves if we're going to get it or not. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And to tell you the truth, if God sent that to help us, we have to listen to what he's telling us.
That's
you know?
Right. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and he says, just trust in him. So
that's
what
it.
We do. Trust
that's
him.
Right. Can't you do nothing but trust in him these days. That's
just
right. That's right. Yes, ma'am. Trust the good Lord.
That's right. Thank you. And you have
okay. You're welcome. Okay. You're welcome, ma'am. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, ma'am. And have a great day.
Yes.
All right. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And Lena.